Hallelujah. There's a cry that is going from you. There's a cry of the Holy Spirit. Sing this song, seated. Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayers.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayers.
From
the ends of the earth will I cry out to thee.
And when
my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I.
Make it a prayer again. Sing it as a prayer to God.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I cry out to thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. Shelter unto me, a high tower, Lord, against the enemy. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
There's a cry that is going on in the hearts of the people. That's a cry of the Holy Spirit that is moving from the body of Christ. I'm going to use the word cry. You can be seated. I'm going to use the word cry using this Mark chapter 1. Here is John the Baptist, a description of John the Baptist preparing the first coming of the Lord. Now God is crying through the church for the second coming of the Lord. I'm using this as a text for verse 2, Mark chapter 1, verse 2. Behold, I sent my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before me. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight. God at this particular time is crying out through the Holy Spirit for his coming. You know, even as this time when we speak, this August, September, Christians, particularly in America, the West Coast, are preparing and saying Jesus is coming back. Some have gone extreme and say Jesus is literally coming back. There is something that they are catching in the Spirit, the cry of the Holy Spirit, but their physical or understanding, doctrine, knowledge may not be there. Jesus is coming back. He went with the glorified body in heaven. When all the prophetic word had been fulfilled, he'll come back at the right time, and he's already predestined his coming. But prior to his coming, like John the Baptist, there will be a cry of the Holy Spirit, prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord. What is going to happen is God has been preparing the church. Say restoration. God has been restoring the church, restoring, restoring, restoring. As far as we know, the things and the dimension that have been lost in the dark ages have been restored in 2007. And from 2008, there's an acceleration of His coming. But there's going to be two moves. One is a restoration of refreshing. You know, we had Toronto Movement. Pastor Machen and I and some of us have been there. There is Azusa Street, restoration, refreshing. But there is going to be a restoration in the church, and there's going to be a truth that will be established. Jesus has to appear in the body of Christ. Say with me, Jesus has to appear in the body of Christ. And He's going to appear as an apostle. High apostle. You have seen the word apostle, now the word kingdom of God. This had to do with the preparation of Jesus as an apostle. Now when I say apostle, prophetic, you have a lot of ideas. Many of us are titles and you have overwhelmed with the word, but actually it's functioning. God has to appear, and the restoration of the apostolic movement will go across the board, across the church, and they will know it is a function. Say functional anointing. The functional grace, the big governmental, that is happening, and there will come a time it will come into the church, and everybody will know. So in this time of restoration and the doctrines of the full restoration for maturity, God is crying, get involved. If you have been saved but not filled with the Holy Spirit, get yourself filled. Repentance from dead works, faith towards God. You got to have that is salvation. Then doctrines of baptism. There is a baptism of water, which is identification with the death, burial, resurrection. There is also the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the resurrected life. And you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Why? I will tell you shortly. Then there's the baptism of fire that is purifying. Then there is the laying of hands, the gifts, the commissioning, the laying of hands, the gifts. There is also what we call resurrection of the dead, where you begin to activate the resurrected power which we will live now itself. That is why healing and miracles and signs and wonders are brought forth, because the resurrected power can be brought by declaration. You will hear people being raised from the dead. The moment when you hear people raised from the dead, we are in the cycle or in the realm of the resurrection. The next one will be judgment. Judgment for Christ. And so God will begin judging by the Holy Spirit right now. That is the cry of the Holy Spirit. Get involved. Don't miss. You know, when in 1963, when the charismatic movement was there, many of the people rejected the movement. Or in 1947, there was a revival. Many, we call it Latter-day movement, where prophetic word and personal prophecy was taught, praise and worship. Many mainline churches rejected it, but it's time to embrace it. The gifts of the Spirit, the speaking in tongues. You know, we are now in a realm in church history, in the spirit realm of what you call extreme pressure. There's extreme pressure. You see the word in the secular world, stress. We are having stress therapy. All sorts of things. There is a stress is coming because there is a coming of the Lord One. There is demonic realm that is coming to contest. And we as Christians, if we are not careful, we will be caught up in this pressure, and many things can happen. The only way to get rid of your, to get through is one is to have the Word of God embedded into our spirit, soul, and body, especially in your mind. When you stand on the truth, say with me, stand on the truth. When you stand on the truth, nothing can disturb you. Then You got to pray in the Spirit. Say with me, praying in the Spirit. You see, in our natural praying language, when we pray in English or when you pray in a known language, you can pray, but there is our soul has no outlet to take the pressure, and the breaking through the pressure that you go through is speaking in tongues. The Spirit of God bypassing your mind when you pray, you break forth the pressure and you can find release. Say with me, praying in the Spirit, bypassing our mind, praying in our vocal cord, breaks the pressure that oppresses the world. This is something, a key. God didn't give you just speaking in tongues just for fun. There are times and difficulties has come. You know, it became a worry recently, when, especially for the past 1.5 years. Many of my friends, good Christians, suddenly getting stroke. Looked like a wind that is going, everybody getting stroke. And then I've seen friends dying. And in the last breath, they give 2 breaths, huh? One in and out. And then we say we give up the ghost, or they give your breath your last. And I've seen people face struggling, fearful. There seems to be a fearful things that is happening. What is happening is many of us, I've discovered 2 things. One, they are not properly connected to the Lord in prayer. And they live in the fear. Another one is many of us think you're not good enough to be saved. Assurance of salvation is in the head but not in the spirit yet. In your spirit but not, and in your mind you think contrary to the word of God. And so when crisis comes, when the wind comes and the storm hit, they think, what is happening? Where is God? And we begin to plan a lot of things. I want to say this to you. If you are really born again, say born again, you're born from above. You're born from above. The assurance of salvation, I want to give a few things on assurance of salvation. Your salvation in Christ is birth. Say with me, birth. You're born again. You don't become a Christian, or you just join to become a Christian or join a church. You are birthed into the kingdom of God. Say birth. Since it's a birth, you got to be assured it is a work of the grace of God in Christ that has given you, not your own. You cannot save yourself. We sang this song, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed. It's an assurance. We got to be sure that you are born again, you're walking with God. And I want to give you 6 things that will seal your salvation, that when crises come, particularly your death, the day of your death comes in, you can be known that you can sail well. Number one, your salvation. I've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus will keep you through. Say the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. Your salvation is brought by the blood of Jesus and it is sealed. So you can rely on the blood of Jesus. Say, I'm saved by the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Number 2. The everlasting covenant that God made through his death and burial, through his broken body and shed blood, is a covenant. Say with me, covenant. Covenant God won't break. If you are truly born again through the blood of Jesus, because of his covenant, God will receive you. Hebrews 13, verse 20 to 21. Number 3, very important. Jesus, our high priest, is in session. Jesus is there in spirit. You are in Jesus. He is in session. He is praying for you on earth. Because of the high priest's ministry, Jesus will not let you go. Jesus will never let you go. Especially when you're going through crisis time. The Spirit of God is saying you're connected with Jesus. His life on earth, in heaven, Whatever you're connected to Jesus in heaven. Say, I'm connected with Jesus in heaven. Jesus, as a high priest, now praying for you. His prayer is not in vain. You will never miss out. Amen. As long as you're walking with God. Number three is the earnestness of the redemption by the Holy Spirit. When the day when you accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came into your life as an earnest, a deposit, a guarantor, and a security to keep you through. That is why the Holy Spirit will be there taking you through. Our God is our God. Even unto death, He will see us through. The Holy Spirit is indwell with you. Say with me, I'm a carrier of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells in my spirit. Say with me, the Holy Spirit dwells in my spirit. I want you to get into the spirit, into your assurance that the Holy Spirit will not leave you or forsake you unless you have come into a place of apostasy and just does not discuss that at this time. But what you do is sealed. When you pay a deposit for a car, you pay, this is my down payment. And then you continue to pay, and finally the car belongs to you when you continue to pay. The Holy Spirit is down payment until He'll see you through, until you have a glorified body on the day of resurrection. He will see you spirit, soul, and body. The Holy Spirit is our assurance. He is our deposit, and He is our security. Say with me, security. I'm speaking to you, and I'm speaking to the atmosphere. Do not be afraid. God is with you all the time. Say with me, God is with you all the time. Fourthly, fifthly, the unchanging word of God, that whenever the word of God tells us you are children of the living God. Those who receive Christ as personal Savior, born again, they are children of the living God. God is our Father. It's a decree. Say with me, a decree. A decree cannot be changed. It's a decree that God puts into you. You are a child of God. God is our Father. We got to turn to our entire position and say, God is my Father. And the spirit that you have in your life is the life of Jesus. You have decreed to be a child of God. Say, decreed to be a child of God. When God looked at you, He looks to you through Jesus Christ, through the blood. You are righteous in Jesus. Six or seven, my position. Position. Our position in Christ is we are hidden in Christ. Say with me, hidden in Christ. Colossians 3:3 tells us we are hidden in Christ. When God looks at you, He looks through Jesus Christ. Because Christ in you and you're hidden in us, hidden in Christ, the hope of glory is in you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You are in Christ, it's the hope of glory. There is hope, and you're hidden in Christ. Satan cannot touch you. And lastly, the unending, enduring love of God being poured to you through the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 onwards. There is a Holy Spirit pours His love, the God's love on you. That is an assurance that you are born again. You are a child of God. Now, if you take these factors and stand on the Word of God, regardless what you are going through, you are on firm foundation. Fear will not cripple you. That is why coming to Bible college, Bible school, and Bible studies, and the soap, and getting the Word of God, the principles of God, the principle of church life, understanding church life. There are many things that we have we want to deposit to you. These are very important, because only in the time of storm, only in the time when there's flood, only in the time when the flood comes in, your foundation will be tested. And I pray this morning that you will be established. You will not be fearful. I know that the other day when we went last week to a hospital, a man who's a Christian is shivering. is in the critical ward and he's shivering. And I said to myself, we have been teaching this, but you are frightened. You do not have to. The blood of Jesus will keep you through. These things will keep you through. And the Holy Spirit at this time is crying, get connected to God. Get connected to God. Say, get connected. Connected to the six foundation stone. Get connected to Jesus. Get connected because there is a restoration that is coming in by the Spirit of God. And there will be refreshing and there will be a restoration of the apostolic dimension where government comes into your lives and you can know what God is saying to you. Amen. The first thing that you got to know, the day when you're born again, what Adam lost will be restored. One, God, we are created in an image of God. We are valuable before God. And God is also of great potential for good in you. And the first thing that you, when you know this, the first gift in creation is your speaking capacity, praying. Some of us have to realize that power of the tongue, either for life and death, is in you. How much you speak the word of God and how much you declare the word of God works in you. If you are negative, things negative will happen. My prayer and the cry of the Holy Spirit is get right and get connected to Jesus. It is not a religion. It's a living relationship with God. It's a living relationship with God. And I want to say this, God hears your cry. God hears your prayer. The moment you start praying, God hears your prayer. There is a cry of the Holy Spirit, get connected. There's a cry within you, God says, I hear your cry. And you can cry to God and God will hear you. Amen. The cry of the Holy Spirit, get connected. Get moved with the Holy Spirit, don't miss anything. Don't oppose. If you say, I don't believe that, I talked to a man in my witnessing and he said, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus. Suddenly the Holy Spirit said to me, your disbelief doesn't change. God is God. Jesus is God. Salvation is only through Jesus. Whether you accept it or not, doesn't change anything. Truth lies, truth stands, and is the most powerful the principle or dimension you have. I want to say these two prophetic words which I shared before, and I want to conclude. He said, you will never possess what you are unwilling to pursue. You will never possess what you are unwilling to pursue. Take these principles in life. When you are in the presence of God, your best ideas will serve. That is, when you are aware in the presence of God, in a church, in your prayer, in cultivating, when you begin to cultivate the presence of God, best ideas, strategies will appear. Amen. Amen. Ask the musician to come and sing this song, Hear My Cry, O Lord, Attend to My Prayer. And I want to speak resurrection life again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Shall we rise to our feet? Make it a prayer.